In another study, we looked to see whether or not social support would be related to parenting. And there's a lot of research suggesting that it is related to parenting. So if you have more instrumental and emotional support, you are more nurturant, more supportive toward your child, less punitive, etc. So we wanted to assess that issue in this, but more importantly, we wanted to determine the extent to which the strength of that relationship varied as a function of the quality of the neighborhood. And so what we find is, the first part of what we find was very consistent with what we expected, that social support is indeed positively related to both higher rates of parental nurturance and warmth and lower rates of punishment. But what we found as well is that neighborhood quality modifies that relationship such that as neighborhood conditions worsen, the positive relation between social support and parenting is attenuated, or at least the relationship between support and parental nurturance and warmth is lessened. Moreover, we find that the negative relationship between instrumental support and punishment is stronger in better neighborhoods and weaker in lower quality neighborhoods. So what this is saying is that parents who live in especially high-risk neighborhoods may not benefit as much from social networks as do their counterparts who live in more advantaged neighborhoods. And that could be because the support provided is being provided by a highly stressed network. The members of that network are themselves highly stressed. And these people in turn may be making demands on the very person that they are also providing support to. So consequently, the cost of maintaining social networks in high-risk neighborhoods may actually outweigh their potential benefits. And another consideration is simply that the psychological and physical threats posed by dangerous poor neighborhoods may simply overwhelm whatever positive benefits social support might have on parenting in more benign neighborhoods. So in this study, the benefits of parenting, for parenting, of social support, which is often conceptualized as a protective factor, the benefits of parenting here were compromised in more high-risk neighborhoods. Okay, in a third study, we tested the converse notion. We wanted to look to see whether the adverse effects of a risk factor would be amplified in more pernicious, resource-poor context and diminished in a more benign context. And here we were contrasting low social control neighborhoods as defined by the parents versus high social control neighborhoods. Low social control neighborhoods were neighborhoods that the mothers perceived they really couldn't count on anybody to intervene you couldn't count on people in that neighborhood to intervene to the benefit of people in that neighborhood. So, for example, if you see somebody breaking into a house across the street, are you going to do anything about it? Are you going to call the police? Are you going to shut your door and close your blinds? In low social control neighborhoods, that outcome would be more, as we conceptualize it, that outcome would be more likely, that you would not get involved. And so we thought that we conceptualize psychological distress as a risk factor for inept child management, and inept child management as a risk factor for negative child behavior. So in how we define inept child management, a child getting away with something the parent thought that they should have been punished for, or using punishment strategies that have no deterrent effect. And these are mothers' reports of whether or not they thought their parenting was effective. And again, social control was defined as a caregiver's perception of the willingness of neighborhood residents to intervene to prevent acts that threaten the well-being and social order of the neighborhood. So we thought, and we found evidence to support this, is that these high, low, in context of low social control neighborhoods, that risk, the effects of risk factors would be amplified in these more pernicious environmental contexts. And there's a lot of, there's some research that suggests that. So here is what we found. I mean, we found that mother's psychological distress was, in fact, related to inept child management and in low social control neighborhoods. And that that was true even when you control for children's having a child who has a difficult temperament and inept controlling for inept child management at time one. So this was time two that we were the outcomes that we were looking at. But in high social control neighborhoods, we see no significant relationship between those factors, even when we, in taking account of these control variables. So our suspicions here were supported